testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 20, verse 21, King James Bible. Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we conclude our study of Colossians chapter 1, verse 15, titled, The Firstborn of Every Creature. This is part 2 of 2.
This is from Matthew Henry's commentary. I love this information. Quote, the firstborn, or the eldest son, among the Hebrews as elsewhere, had peculiar privileges. He was entitled to a double portion of the inheritance. It has been also, and especially in Oriental countries, a common thing for the eldest son to succeed to the estate and the title of his father. End quote. That's why Jesus is the firstborn among the sons of God. We're all sons of God. He's preeminent. He's the firstborn. And if you go to any family, especially, like you said, Hebrews and others who still hold a strong family structure, the firstborn is above all others. And that's why the Bible refers to Jesus that way. We'll see that he's also preeminent among the resurrected when you look in our study in a couple of weeks. Look down verse 18. And he is the head of the body of the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from what? That doesn't mean he's created there either, does it? That term firstborn doesn't have anything to do with his nature. It's his position. Look up here. Fill in the blank. There will be a test. Amen? The best commentary on the Bible is the what?
The Bible.
Bible. Turn over to Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12, verse 22. Give you a minute to get there. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22. We're going to read 22 through 24. The first verse says, But ye are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. You remember we talked about in Galatians, the heavenly Jerusalem. The Jerusalem which is above is the mother of us all. Did you know that? Galatians, what was that, 3? Any of you with the photographic memory want to chime in? Where is that at? Do a little Bible search here. Oh, it's Galatians 4:26. But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. That's a good one to remember, not only because, for example, people make a big deal about going to Jerusalem today, hopping on a plane. And I am not knocking that if you want to do that. I'm not saying you shouldn't. But some people put that on such a, like a holy experience. Yeah. And the Bible never teaches such thing. That's the practice of the Catholics and the Muslims, making those pilgrimages. And right now, like I said, I'm not knocking going over there. But if you go to Jerusalem right now, you're just seeing a rocky mess. It's neat. And I'm sure I would enjoy being there. Mike Kaler and his mom went there, and I've known other people who have gone there, and they talk about how neat the experience is. But you know, you're walking where Jesus walked. That'd be pretty cool. Just admit that. But you also see all this godless stuff. Roman Catholic churches built every time that they thought they saw where Jesus was born. Then you have this big Church of the Nativity. Then where he was crucified and buried, they've got it like on the same area exactly. Church of the Holy Sepulchre. And people go in there and they want to touch it. And you'll see people, they'll kiss it. Sometimes they'll kiss their hand or they'll reach down and kiss it with their lips. There are areas where you'll see it's worn down because so many lips have kissed it. Yeah. That's just superstition. Superstition. And we are not looking to the earthly Jerusalem. We'll pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We support Israel. We support the Jews. And I, like I said, have no problem with you going over there and hanging out and everything. But don't get the wrong idea. That's not our home. We're looking for a heavenly Jerusalem. And that's what it's talking about, verse 22. But ye are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. We were just talking about this morning. I love bluegrass. Y'all know that. Amen? Or say yeehaw. I just love bluegrass music, but not all bluegrass music. Not all bluegrass is created equal, amen? And there's a song on this morning. What was that saying? I'm trying to think of the words, but I was making fun of it. Because it sounds real spiritual when people say, you know, yeah, something about golden slippers. I've never read about golden slippers in the Bible. But there's more than one song written about getting golden slippers when you go to heaven. And you're going to walk on gold, but it doesn't mean you're going to have shoes made out of gold. So I don't know where they, you know, the streets will be gold. The pavement will be gold, yeah. So I was singing that, you know, I don't need no new home, and I don't need any gold. Just give me a park bench and let me see Jesus. You know, that something like that. And they write those songs. This is my, I'm kind of analyzing here, but I think they write those songs because it sounds spiritual. Oh, I don't need a mansion. I don't need anything. I just want to see Jesus, and that's all. Now, don't get me wrong. Jesus is the headliner. I mean, first thing I want to see, and it may be a few million years before I get to anything else. I don't know. But I want to see Jesus. But I want to see these angels. An innumerable company of angels. I mean, the first one's going to get stared down. I am guaranteeing you, the first angel I see, I'm going to be like,
I want a picture of that.
Just think about what we're going to see there. The heavenly Jerusalem, an innumerable company of angels, to the, look verse 23, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn. I believe a lot of the commentators get it wrong here. I don't know. They come off with some other thing. I'm not going to get into everything they say. I believe this is talking about Jesus. It's His church. We are a part of the church. We are baptized into the body. If you're a Christian, you're in the church. It's not water baptism. It's spirit baptism. By one Spirit have we been baptized into one body. As a Christian, if you truly are saved, you need to grasp that. You have been baptized spiritually into the body. And that's what it's talking about here in verse 23. To the general assembly and church of the firstborn. We are the church of Jesus Christ. He is the firstborn. That's what it means, firstborn of every creature. Jesus is the preeminent one. That's why I wish they would just stop. And I know they want this side of heaven. But these guys who start these ministries and they put their name on everything and their face on everything, and the ministry website is their name. And it's just, it's a shame. It's not about them. It's about Jesus. Bible Believers Fellowship. We call ourselves Bible Believers Fellowship because the only way for you to know Jesus, the only way for you to know Jesus is in this book. If you say you had dreams or visions or something someone told you, you first have to come to this book and make sure what they told you, what that vision or that dream was, conforms to this book. Then once you see that, you've seen Jesus. Amen. The first time I got it, when I understood that Jesus was not a created being. He was God. who came as a little baby. I remember that you want feelings, you want emotions. I think those beat all others. When you can grasp a truth. And yeah, people go to church services and they want to have feelings, emotions with music, songs, the preacher getting all crazy and wild and everything. There's nothing like being alone with God's Word and then something biblical totally opening up to you. And you're like, wow, that's awesome. God became a human being to save me and you and all of us sinners. Being God who came as the Savior of the world, having shed His blood and died on the cross, paid this for the sins of the whole world, was buried and risen from the grave, conquering sin and death. This church that we are a part of, not just this little one, I'm talking about the whole church, the General Assembly and Church of the Firstborn. That's Jesus, the preeminent one, the big brother of all of us. It just says, which are written in heaven. It doesn't matter whether you believe that or not. If you're saved, do you realize that right now your name is written in heaven? Think about that. If you're saved right now, your name is already up there in heaven, waiting to be matched up when you arrive. And to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling. See, right there is why I believe in heaven Jesus sprinkled His blood. That speaketh better things than that of Abel. Jesus' blood did what animal blood could never have done. Isn't that wonderful? In other words, it's all about the firstborn. It's all about Jesus. Amen? Romans 8:29, for whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate. Doesn't say He predestinated who would be saved. It says He predestinated those He foreknew who would be saved to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He, the Son, might be the firstborn among many brethren. Jesus is the model that you and I in our glorified bodies will be based upon. He's the firstborn. You ever had you have siblings, I don't know about you, but people were always talking about how much I look like my brother and sister. They were always coming up saying, man, you and Wade look so much alike. And my sister, which I thought was gross. You know, I was 10 years old and someone says, you look just like your sister. I'm like, ew, don't say that. Now I don't mind as much. She's actually better looking than me. She doesn't have a beard. Jesus is the firstborn. We are going to look like Him. We are going to be glorified as He is glorified, because He is the firstborn. That's what that means. I hope that's sinking in. Jesus is the way. We follow Him because He is preeminent. That's why I say, only follow me, only follow one another as we follow Jesus. If I get out of line, you see anyone else getting out of line, don't go out of line with them. Jesus is the preeminent one. So let's go ahead and sing about page 44 in the praise book.
You can stand and sing.
Savior's son, just over in the glory. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, but we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested, but I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. This is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Jesus said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints.
But as it is written, Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him.
Children of the world.